Good morning, Newville. I think you all have a handout. I'll be reading from one side only. Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7. So it'll be on that side, and I'll be reading those three scripture verses on that page. The verses from Isaiah's prophecy are taken from the Jewish Study Bible, my favorite Old Testament translation, actually. The Lord's Remembrancers. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen who shall never be silent by day or by night. O you, the Lord's remembrancers, take no rest and give no rest to him until he establish Jerusalem and make her renowned on earth. And from Joel's prophecy, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Even now, this is the Lord's declaration, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Tear your hearts, not just your clothes, and return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in faithful love, and he relents from sending disaster. And from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Now without faith, it is impossible to please God, for the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and rewards those who seek him. And may God add his blessing to that reading of his word.
Title of our message, The Remembrancers. And we'll do more or less an introduction to the overarching topic of this today. Let me tell you what happened to me and what the Holy Spirit does. I had my message prepared, and then Teresa and I look forward to our evenings every single day. And we talk to each other. What a gift that is. You know, you go through the day, you do the stuff, you deal with the problems, and it's just a real gift that we get together and we convene every night. And usually we bring our Bibles and we talk about God and we talk about Scripture and we share and bounce off of each other. And she read to me from the Jewish Study Bible. And she read this passage from Isaiah about the Lord's remembrancers. And boy, that just gripped me. That term gripped me. And I said, there it is. That fills in the gap for my message. Teresa, thank you very much. And it's a very powerful concept that I just want to introduce to your minds today. First of all, what does it mean when you do something in remembrance? See, we have the words of our Lord up here. This do in remembrance of me. So when you do something in remembrance, you're doing something that calls to mind the one who is absent, the one who's not there, right? You're doing something that reminds people of the one who used to do these things or the one who represents these things. There are things that you do every day in remembrance of somebody else. And here we have, what's your mission? What are you supposed to do? You are a remembrancer. I love that word. A remembrancer. You're to do things that bring to mind the one who is absent. Isaiah. Boy, can the Holy Spirit shake us out of our complacency for our faith? It is such, you know what the enemy tries to do? The enemy is hell-bent on preventing you and me from being the remembrancers. Let me go through this slowly. Isaiah. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. He has set watchmen on the walls of our nation. And this is what you're to do. Here's what the watchmen do. Who shall never be silent by day or by night. You remember in Revelation chapter 12? You know what we're up against? We're up against a formidable foe. And I have in my life been so impressed, or I should say slash depressed, with the reality of the spiritual warfare that is so rampant around us every single moment. I mean, the bullets are flying. And here I read Revelation 12, and Jesus says in there that the enemy is before the throne of God, and he day and night is accusing us before God, day and night, bringing a case against you, bringing a case against me, bringing that into our heads. So God has to counter that. And so he sets watchmen around the walls of the nations, his people, and they are to counter that by never being silent day or night. You do not have a passive faith. Well, let me put an asterisk. You may have a passive faith, but you cannot, how's that? You cannot have a passive faith. You're a watchman. I'm a watchman. Who will never be silent, by day or by night. O you, the Lord's, look at that, what? The Lord's remembrancers. The watchmen are the Lord's remembrancers. These watchmen do something while they're on the walls that calls to mind the one who's absent. And here's the fascinating part about this. Take no rest, you remembrancers. Your remembrancers. Take no rest. Day and night, take no rest. And give no rest to whom? Look at this. To God. Fascinating. We are watchmen. We're remembrancers. We're on the walls. We're not to rest. We're to be day and night bringing remembrance to the nation and also remembrance to God. And we keep at this until something occurs. Until he, God, establishes Jerusalem and makes her renowned on earth. So what's going on here? I hope I can make this clear. And you know, right now, I think I've confused it up to this point. So no, maybe not. Okay, good. You tracking? Everybody? Tracking? Good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What happened in Israel that caused God to lodge a formal complaint against them through his servant Hosea? We studied this a couple weeks ago. Review. What happened in Israel? They ignored, they abandoned, and consequently, they forgot God's attributes. Do you know God's attributes? They ignored, they abandoned, and they forgot the attributes of God. They were no longer the remembrancers. And not only then did they not project these attributes into the nation, how could they? They forgot them. How can you project the attributes of God into this nation if you don't know them? Righteousness, justice, love, compassion, faithfulness. Those are the attributes of God. And Israel forgot them. And as a result, how does this affect you? What's this do to you personally? Here's what happened to them personally. First individually and then as a nation. What happens to us? First individually and then as a church and then as a nation. They stopped repenting and they stopped praying. When you forget the attributes of God, that has an effect on you personally. You don't repent and you don't pray. Consequently, back to Israel. I said to Teresa the other day, these little asides, whatever I say, I always say it to Teresa, but I said this the other day. I said, honey, have you noticed that I'm preaching almost exclusively from the Old Testament? I mean, who does that? But I am. And I'm preaching from the Old Testament. Why? Because if we don't understand the nation of Israel and how God dealt with them, we can't possibly understand the New Testament. And we can't possibly understand the apostolic age or the church age. So, consequently, back to Israel, because they forgot the attributes of God, therefore they couldn't project the attributes of God, therefore they weren't remembrancers, they weren't calling anything to mind, the land and the inhabitants failed to know God. How could they? There's no attributes being projected. They failed to know God, but you know something? Here's what they did know. Remember Hosea? They knew cursing, lying, murder, stealing, adultery, and what did that end with? Remember? Bloodshed. Bloodshed. Hosea says, the nation failed to know God, but they darn well knew bloodshed. And he says, one act of bloodshed led to another act of bloodshed. Now, we had a horrific thing happen in our nation this week, didn't we? Again. See, if our nation forgets because of the watchmen who are set on the walls aren't being the remembrancers, aren't calling to mind in people's minds the attributes of God, something else takes over. It is not a vacuum. Evil fills in the vacuum. Ever and always. You take light away and there's darkness. What happened in our nation is exactly what Hosea said. If the attributes of God aren't being projected by those remembrancers, then the other will be projected into the nation, and it ends in bloodshed. Of course it does. Why? Because the enemy hates humanity. How does this happen in our nation? I mean, when I was a kid in school, never happened, never. We had Bible classes in our school. We went to a room and we were taught the attributes of God at Lexington. The Ten Commandments prominently displayed in the school. The attributes of God on display. Here's what it is. No, not anymore. Taken away, and the result, bloodshed. One act of bloodshed leads to another act of bloodshed. Our life has been cheapened. There is no sanctity of life anymore. None. It's a very slippery slope. And from 1972 on, when life is optional based on your convenience, where does that stop? Hosea was so right. One act of bloodshed leads to more acts of bloodshed. Why? watchman. You've been set on the walls. You're the remembrancers. God has turned that over to you. And as a remembrancer, you call to mind the attributes of the one who is absent. You live away and you project a certain thing into the world so that they remember this is what God says. We remember and we remind. Three entities. First of all, ourselves. Are you praying? Are you repenting? Because if either of those things are absent from your life, you yourself have forgot the attributes of God. I pointed out the attributes of the Lord, our Lord and Master in Revelation a few weeks ago. Remember? Remember John sees this being? Remember John falls down as a dead man? That'll lead you to repentance, won't it? See, we've changed it. We've changed the attributes of God to be user-friendly. I think they had a thing on that idiotic show, The View. I'm sorry, that's probably some of your favorite show. But they decided which of the Ten Commandments were in and which of them were out. Remember that a few months ago? And some churches were signing on with this? Well, those are the attributes of God. And we don't pick and choose those attributes. We are called to project them. We are called to be the remembrancers. We are called to be the watchmen. We are on the walls. You've been placed on a particular part on that wall. Here, you want mission? You and I have been placed on a particular section of the wall. You've got a section. And if you're not doing your job as a remembrancer, that's the weak link in the wall. We remember and remind ourselves of the attributes of God. We remember and remind others of the attributes of God. And here's the one that'll make your mind spin all week, I hope. Who else?
God.
We remember and remind God of his attributes. Oh, yes. Look here. Oh, you, the Lord's remembrancers, take no rest and give no rest to him. Keep bringing the attributes of God to God. Why? It leads us to repentance. And then it leads us to prayer. And God responds to both. There's only two things in my reading of Scripture. There's only two things I see God respond to in Scripture. Prayer and repentance. And he responds. No remembrance of God's attributes, no repentance, no prayer. If you have a lukewarm prayer life, if you have an insipid prayer life, if you have not, I'm not saying, and God is not saying, that day by day you fall down on your face in abject repentance. But I am saying we live under a state of repentance. Do you see the difference of this? Under a state of repentance. And the only reason I can live under a state of repentance is because I know the attributes of God. I know the one I'm dealing with. And again, I think of one of my favorite stories in Scripture, and we'll end with this one, because it's a great example of someone who was a remembrancer. You remember, again, Israel. They'd fallen so far away, and we've talked about this story before, but Josiah, who was the great reformer of Israel, Josiah had a remembrancer. The book of the law was lost in the rubble. Josiah's secretary, Shaphan, finds the book. Imagine this. They hadn't read the book for decades. And Shaphan brings the book of the law to Josiah, and he reads to Josiah, these are the attributes of God, Josiah, and this is where our nation is, Josiah. And what does he do? Josiah tears his clothes in repentance, falls down on his knees in prayer, because Shaphan became a remembrancer for Josiah. There are people... I had a man in my office Friday. There are people depending on you to be a remembrancer to them. And like Isaiah says, never be silent. Is that hard for you? It's hard for me. You know why? Because I just want to get on with my life sometimes. What? You witnessed it. Teresa witnessed it Friday. I was behind in my schedule. Man comes in, an older man, and he was in, I think Deacon witnessed this too. He was just upset. I was behind in my schedule. He comes in, and he's in my room, and he starts to go into his problems. Don't you hate that? You know, he launched into his problems with me. And immediately the enemy says to me, you know, you better just gloss this over so you can get going and get home. Do that to you? But the Holy Spirit, you know, the good angel, the bad angel, the Holy Spirit started, you know, hey, Tim, you know, you just went over this remembrancer thing. Do you not think that God set this whole thing up for a reason? This man needs you right now to be a remembrancer to him. And he needs you to review the attributes of God with him right here, right now. Your schedule doesn't matter. I'm no spiritual paradigm. I am no example for you to follow. Please understand that caveat. It was the Holy Spirit's work. And so I thought, okay, righteousness, justice, love, compassion, faithfulness. This is the time and this is the place to project that into this man's life right now to be a remembrancer so that he remembers what God's attributes are. I did it, and he led into a state of letdown, of emotional letdown, and a state of repentance. And it was a moment. How easy that would have been for me just to go on. How easy. But you see, I can't because I've been set on that wall. And at that moment, in that time, it was there and it was now that that man came to the section of the wall I had been set on. Tracking? Mission? Ben, Eric, and Tim talked to us about mission. It happens every single day in your life. Don't let your section of the wall be a weak point. Be a remembrancer of those attributes of God. And the only way you're going to do it is if you review the attributes of God yourself. Do something that calls to mind the one who is absent. Let's pray. Lord, we pray your blessing and your encouragement and your enablement that we are the watchmen. Amen.